Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, who is on an official visit to Arunachal Pradesh, participated in two credit outreach programs in Itanagar and Namsai today. In both the programs, sanction letters totaling ₹21.4 crore were distributed to 355 beneficiaries under various schemes, including retail, MSME and agricultural financing. In the morning, addressing beneficiaries in Itanagar, the finance minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has brought 17 schemes, including PM Swanidhi, Mudra Yojana, etc., through which people can avail credit for their businesses. She said the Prime Minister has also ensured that people avail these schemes without any mortgage or lengthy documentation from the banks. The Indian Minister said credit outreach program enables the government to review if welfare schemes are actually benefiting the common people. Later in the day, the Indian Minister inaugurated the SBI Regional Business Office in Namsai and virtually launched 6 additional SBI branches in the region. In a symbolic initiative for environmental conservation, she participated in a tree plantation activity at the RBO Namsai under the Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that Arunachal Pradesh has lots of potentials to contribute immensely towards attaining the Prime Minister's goal of Viksit Bharat in coming days. For this, the Government of India has to extend full support to the state, particularly towards enhancing the state economy. Khandu said while speaking at the credit outreach program at Itanagar today. He also underscored that to improve the state economy, government has to focus on rural economy. He added that more than 1 lakh women in Arunachal Pradesh are currently involved in self-help groups and they have succeeded to some extent in enhancing the rural economy. The Chief Minister also revealed that as directed by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, the state government is going to form at least 3 FPOs, Farmer Producer Organizations clusters by December next, covering agri-horti textile sectors. Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has reaffirmed the central government's commitment to the development of Arunachal Pradesh and the entire Northeast region, pledging continued financial and administrative support for future projects. Sitharaman gave this assurance while chairing a review meeting with Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main and senior state government officials at the Civil Secretariat in Itanagar on Monday. During the meeting, the Union Minister inaugurated 5 key infrastructure projects under Rural Infrastructure Development Fund, RIDF, in Arunachal Pradesh. The projects include Pasighat Ledum Tene Road flood protection work at Upper Deobil General Hospital at Khonsa, Cluster MIPs, micro irrigation projects at JNC and District Hospital at Changlang. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main on Monday urged the Center for more funds for development projects in the absence of assistance from agencies such as the World Bank. Speaking at a meeting chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman at Itanagar, Main said the state has been deprived of externally aided projects from organizations such as World Bank, ADB and JICA due to protests by China. Quote, "This not only deprives us of financial benefits but also of the technical knowledge that comes along with externally aided projects, which is a big deterrent in our developmental activities. The ministry may kindly make suitable alternative arrangements to meet the gap," unquote, he said. Main urged Sitharaman for a special one-time assistance of ₹2,000 crore for the replacement of about 5,500 dilapidated semi-permanent type SPT residential quarters for government officials. A mega health camp was organized at Winning Ground Bowling in Siang district today, providing free healthcare services to the people. The camp was organized by District Health and Family Welfare Department and Arunachal Pradesh Doctors Association, APDA, Siang District Branch. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.